Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Tonight's game presented by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning.
GOC back with Ratch here at Lumen Christi, the band on the field. And we're about 10 minutes away from the start. Big weekend here on the network, K105.3 tonight. It is Napoleon hosting East Jackson, the football frenzy event there. We have Michigan tomorrow at noon. Michigan and Army. Our coverage starts at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning and 6 o'clock tomorrow night for MSU and Western Michigan. That's 6 o'clock pre for the 7 o'clock kick on 970-1015 FM. We had a chance to talk to Herb Rogan earlier today about tonight's game.
Herb, your assessment of the opening win in Kalamazoo?
Well, you know, Greg, I think typical opening day. There were some good things we took out of it. There's some things that we obviously have to improve on. Execution-wise, effort-wise, you know, did not play particularly well in the last 6 or 7 minutes of the game, which we've obviously got to get cleaned up. But, you know, I thought we got better as the day went on. We're certainly better than we were 2 weeks ago. So we're moving in the right direction, but we're not anyplace near where we need to go.
That was a pretty good team, weren't they?
Oh, they were. They, you know, they returned 9 out of 11 starters on defense. And they were a regional final team in Division 5 last year, got beat by the eventual state champion. A move that receiver, quarterback, who did, I thought, an exceptional job. Good team speed. So they were as good as what Jesse Brown and Reddy told us they'd be. And we had to play well to beat them.
Your quarterback making his debut did a nice job.
Yeah, absolutely fantastic. 80% passing. If we can do that all year long, we'll be dancing in the streets. But he made good decisions, threw the ball to the right people, and was on target, and kept especially that first touchdown drive alive.
They really stuffed the box early on you, so your offensive line had their work cut out there. But eventually it looked like you kind of wore them down.
Well, I think we blocked fairly well up front. Physically, I think we did a good job. Technique-wise and mentally, we got some things to get cleaned up. Some of our steps were not where we were supposed to be. We left some alleys for that middle linebacker 22 to run free, which we absolutely couldn't do. So there's some technique things that we have to get cleaned up. But in terms of like one-on-one matchups and the physical play, I was happy with that.
What problems does Western pose for you guys, Herb?
Well, they're well coached. They're disciplined. They don't panic. They got behind last week and they came back and played a really strong second half. Everybody's aware of the quarterback, who's as good as what we're going to see all year long. Ruskowski's a 4-year starter. They've got good receivers. They're as solid as they've been in a long time, and I think they're going to have a great year.
What makes the quarterback good? What do you see?
Well, he's got just about everything you want. He's got a strong arm. He's a big, strong kid. He runs well. He not only runs well, he runs hard. I think last week you told the kids that last week the quarterback ran well and made you miss in the hole. This week you don't have to worry about missing him because he's going to see contact out. Mm-hmm. He's very physical and he uses that physicality well, but he's really smooth. He makes good decisions. They've got some great pass concepts out there and he executes the offense really well.
You mentioned Dave's done a nice job. It's just different now when you play Western, isn't it?
Well, they've he's got a lot of experience, came from a good program in Dearborn where they had a lot of success down there. He's got the kids believing. He's always done a great job, no matter where he's been developing quarterbacks. And, he knows what it takes to win, and he's got them believing.
Was it fun going back to Kalamazoo College last week?
I enjoyed it. It's a little bit different facility than when I played there, I can tell you that. But they've done They've done a great job with it. It's a beautiful place to play.
We found your statue, by the way. It was at Waldo's.
You don't mean Waldo Stadium, do you?
No, across the street. Thanks, Herb. Good luck tonight.
Thanks, Greg.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Anthem here at Jim Crowley International Stadium. Jim Crowley Memorial Field, of course, named after the late great Jim Crowley, taken from us back in January of 1980. This is 5 or 6 years now that this stadium has been open is with the AstroTurf, and maybe even 6 or 7. It's been it's a beautiful place out here. It is a wonderful place to watch a football game. Great crowd on hand tonight as Western has got both of those small sections of bleachers. The temporary is absolutely packed. And if you think about this, this is the 26th meeting between Western and Lumen Christi. 26 times. And the Titans are, Greg, embarking on the next four games are the schools that they have played the longest. Coldwater, they played more than anybody else, then Jackson High, and then Northwest, Western, and believe it or not, Marshall. And if I asked you, I want you to think about this, who is the sixth most common opponent that they've played? You'll never guess it in a million years. But we're embarking on that. 25 times they have played, and Western's only won one. Lumen has a 24-1 record against them, and that one win was back in 1976. If I remember correctly, Titan quarterback Paul Manzer didn't play that day. He may have been ill with mono. And Western,
that makes sense.
Western beat them under Marcel Moore was the quarterback, and he beat them by the score of 14-6. And it's one of the shining jewels of the Western. You know, they hang their hat on that, and they truly believe that tonight is the night that they can. You know, 1976 is an awful long time ago. It's unbelievable how long it's been since they've taken it on the chin against the Titans, and they have a fantastic team. Western is led by Tyler Pape, a very excellent quarterback, headed to Central Michigan University to play quarterback. He's a good-looking kid. They're going to throw it around. They've got good skilled kids. They're going to catch the ball. They've got a good running game, and they should be just fine. And we're hoping for a good one here at Crowley Field tonight, Western and Lumen Christi.
Two Central Michigan players out there tonight with Big Keegan Smith and, of course, the two-way outstanding tackle for Lumen and Tyler Pape as Lumen kicks. And this ball will go out of bounds. Flag on the opening kickoff. Titans decked out in their dark green jerseys. And they've got the gold pants, gold helmets. And Western has just about the worst uniform in the country. That is just atrocious.
Western will be first and
what they are wearing. You can't read the numbers, Tom.
Yeah,
terrible.
White jerseys, white pants are nice, but those numbers are probably they're probably some sort of gold because Western's, but you can't read them, and it's going to be. I know who Pape is, the quarterback, because he's the tallest kid on the field. Other than that,
He's out of a gun here on first down from the 35. And this play hit the backfield. Very slow developing play to the tailback Roskowski. And he got hit in the backfield and ended up losing a couple yards. Johnny Teachout, the linebacker, who is starting tonight. Riley Aker started in that position last week. But Teachout gets the call here tonight. Of course, he'll run at fullback as well. Up front, Hosinger, Pastoriza, Nichols, Sharp, Mackinac for Western, their offensive line. Pape high snap. He rolls, looks and throws. That's caught. Great coverage by the Titans. And coming up to make the stop, Brody Dalton, the linebacker, was all over Julius Adams.
Dalton's in on two tackles already tonight, Greg, and he had a heck of a game, kind of unsung last week, but Brody Dalton has turned into an outstanding football player for the Titans in just a junior.
Third down and a dozen as Dave Mifsa sends in a play from the Western bench. They run out of a shotgun. With the senior Tyler Pape about 5 yards behind the center, kind of a short gun. And he drops back and he looks. Fires it out here. Good throw and it's dropped. That would not have been a first down. And great coverage by Jack Kelly in the secondary for Lumen. He was all over Landon French, the intended receiver.
Now, French caught a lot of passes last week. He's good. He's a good pass grabber.
And had both hands on it.
Yeah, the ball was thrown perfectly by Tyler Pate, but a really nice defensive play by senior defensive back Jack Kelly.
Back to kick. It might be French, but you can't read the number. And Lumen takes a timeout here before they got the snap off on the kick. Quick break, 30 break, and we're right back. No score on WKHM.
Back to high school football on WKHM. Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
That is Landon French back to kick. Booming kick for French. It's caught at the 30, 35. Short run back by Basil Hampton. Lumen will have the ball, 36-yard line.
Flag thrown right on the 30. That was where Cooper Keene, number 28, who's not in the program, was making a block, and that is going to go against Lumen Christie.
So block in the back will cost him. That'll go 15.
Turning those lights on are going to help you read those numbers for a minute.
I don't think so.
Beautiful
now,
night here.
If a guy's standing right in front of me, you can read it, but if...
Right. Beautiful night, obviously extremely humid, slight chance of rain, and that flag is not moving in the north corner.
Terrific crowd as they pitch it to Walker Plate. 25, cuts it up at the 30, 32-yard line, has a first down. That is really his patented run, Tom, where he plants that foot and cuts it upfield.
Exactly. We saw him do it a handful of times last week, and how about that line blocking? They flew off that line of scrimmage and got upfield and made those blocks. Left tackle Tommy Putman, Joey Papirski at left guard, Dalton Hart at the center, Keegan Smith and Jelani Harbor man those other two guard tackle positions. And they flop around all over the place.
And usually run with two tight ends. Here's played again, 35-40. All the way to the 43 and a first down.
Okay, that was off right tackle, and that time it was Tommy Putman, Keegan Smith, and Jelani Harbor at guard, tackle, and end. Wyatt Heavey on the stop for Western. But not until Lumen Christie gets their second first down of the evening. They're driving first and 10 ball at their own 44.
Two runs, two first downs, and 23 yards for Walker Plate. On two carries, and he carries it again. Had some room, pretty good play over there on the corner. And that was Bodie Brown who made the stop. He lost his helmet.
second and five.
So he'll have to come out. That was 5 yards for Walker Plate. Second down and five. The quarterback is Brendan Wilson. Plate and Teach out the running backs, but it's just Plate right now back there. Saunders in motion. Plate follows Saunders. Gaping hole, first down, Lumen, to the 43-yard line.
Mason Gillespie on the stop.
Gillespie on the stop for Western, and they don't have an answer for the Titans right now.
You know, last week, Hackett was not real big time, but they had some terrific athletes and a lot of speed, and they really filled the box early and gave the Titans some trouble on defense.
Yeah, that's not happening so far in this first 3 minutes of this game.
First down at the 44. And that's Teach out down to about the 41.
Little mouse trap right inside. Tommy Putman and those kids, Dalton Hart is the center, and those kids fold that really nice. Good little gain of about, it's going to be four. It'll be second and six from the Western 40.
Myers, McEninich, Tyler, and Baker up front. Heavey, Raskowski, Gillespie, Brown are the linebackers. Secondary, Bloomfield, Landon French, and Julius Adams. Second and seven. Tight end Saunders, give to Plate, breaks a couple tackles. He's down at the 35-yard line. He'll be just a yard short. That's six more yards for Walker Plate.
Brings up third and about one.
As Lumen really grinding down this Western defense here early. No score, 7:45 to go in the first quarter. It was three and out for Western. In fact, they lost a couple yards on three plays. Titans go power eye in the backfield. Oh, Teach out is pounded. He did not get the first down. That's going to bring up a fourth. He lost a half yard, and easily the best defensive play of the night. Toby Tyler in the backfield,
and
it'll be fourth down for Lumen. Lumen actually got a pretty good spot out of that. They put it right at the 40, and they need a yard. Or 35, excuse me. See, I can't even see those numbers. How am I going to see those silly numbers on those uniforms? Here's Plate, first down, secondary, and he's down inside the 30.
Adams with a stop for Western, first down for the Titans.
Better hurry up and get this game in. We just lost our lights.
Sunset's at 8:03 tonight.
Man. Get my flashlight. Here. Well, the clock runs with 6.5, no score. And it's probably light enough to play right now,
Officials are officials are concerned about this.
Who do you call? Wow, they came back on quick. That had to be Minuteman Sewer and Drain getting those lights fixed.
Those are all run wirelessly, too, just like the scoreboard is wireless. You can run that off the app on your smartphone. You can run these lights.
Wireless, brainless,
and
whatever.
And when they work, it's like broad daylight out here.
When they work. First down. Back to passes. Wilson, he flares it out. It's caught. Very short yardage. In fact, probably nothing. Jack Kelly caught it in the flat, and he might have lost a yard back to the 31.
As he was setting up to throw, it did look like Caleb Boyce, who had hooked up just maybe 8-10 yards past Jack Kelly, was wide open. But he decided to throw it to Kelly. And, again, Wyatt Heavey, very fine player for Western made the tackle.
Pitch to plate, trying to turn the corner. He cuts it back inside, hit hard. 26-yard line. He might have got the 25, and it'll bring up a third down and about five here for the Titans on their first drive of the night. Up front, Putman, Papirski, Hart, Smith, Harbor. Tight ends are Ross Jerva and Matt Saunders. And just when you forget about those tight ends, Tom, they hit him on one of those little crossing.
Well, Saunders is in now. He's on the left, and Ross Jerva's on the right. One back.
Double wides.
Oh, he fumbled the snap.
Fumbled the snap. Western's got it.
Fumbled.
Wilson fumbled the snap, and Western came up with it, and I think it was Toby Tyler.
Recovered by Western, Brock Myers.
Brock Myers on the pickup. Yeah, Brendan Wilson, I don't think he had the snap. He went, it looked like he was a little bit in too big of a hurry to get that play run, and a little bit of nerves here.
Big turnover for the Western defense, as they were being pretty well shredded here for about six or eight plays. And now they get it back with 4:59 to go. No score here on WKHL. Tyler Pape out of the gun. Raskowski in the backfield. Pape back to throw it. He has time and throws caught. Short gain.
Mason Gillespie made that grab. Jack Kelly was on him immediately with really good coverage. That turns into a gain of a couple.
Got about four.
Gotta give him four.
Ball's out at the 28-yard line. Braxton Nichols is the center, and he's in charge of getting that ball back to Pape on all of these shotgun scenarios. Motion man has it. Got a block, great cut. Out near a first down. That's Julius Adams.
Brody Dalton on the tackle. Walker Plate also hit him.
Julius Adams, the ball carrier.
And the lights are off. Going to be a long night here, I believe.
First down.
And the lights are back on. Call Patty Poppy. We're having light issues here. Did Joe Williams pay that power bill? That electric bill? Well, they gave him a first down on that 35-yard line. So the initial first down.
Timeout, Western.
And Western has to take a timeout. So we will do the same here. 3:36 to go, scoreless first quarter, and we're back in 30 on WKHM.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
With Tom Ranchford, Josh Hankrell, executive producer. Pape on a run. Up the middle, puts his head down. He's out near the 40. They'll give him the 39, and that's 5 yards on first down.
Pretty good bootleg there by quarterback Tyler Pape of Western. Pretty good. Obviously, he's a big kid, and he just, boy, he got 5 yards on pretty much individual effort. A little bit of a hole there off the right side.
Yeah, he just took it and went right off right tackle with it, and a pretty solid pickup. No score. Lumen drove right down the field and then fumbled a snap on fourth down. Second and five. Pape a lot of time and incomplete over at the sideline.
Boy, Brody Dalton was right on him. Borderline interference on that.
Yeah, that was Raskowski over there. And
Brody Dalton on the coverage.
Great coverage by Brody Dalton. He had Ruskowski really smothered. And that's going to bring up a third and five here for Western.
Wally Matthews in, number 73, defensive lineman for Lumen Christi. Or Wally Gilbert, I should say, number 73. Replaces Keegan sometimes up front.
Man in motion, the quarterback keeps it. And nothing doing there. He got maybe two.
Well, he ran the boot on first down for about five or six, and on third down he ran the boot again, and all of the Titans were there. Brody Dalton, Cole Simpson came up from the safety position and made also an assist on that. A bunch of the kids were there. So now punt situation, one man back. It'll be Basil Hampton back at about the 13, 14-yard line.
French's last kick was a boomer. This one wobbles out of bounds. Not a very good kick that time.
Ball kicked out of bounds at about
the mark it at the 36-yard line. I'll check the Titan offense back in. 2:05 to go in a scoreless first quarter on WKHM. Jackson High tonight down at Adrian, and of course our K105.3 game is East Jackson at Napoleon. As Wilson jogs into the huddle. And they run with two tight ends. Give it to Plate. And he's hit hard. 38-yard line. He took a real shot there. Western has stiffened up a little bit, Tom,
yeah,
from earlier.
A little bit. I think also Sean is doing a couple of different things, and he's trying to they're certainly running their different packages in that they've got set up. I got to believe they can go back to those toss sweeps to Plate when needed. But you kind of feel them out a little bit. We're still in the first quarter, a minute and a half to go in the first quarter. No score between Western and Lumen Christi.
Big crowd tonight. SRO here on Spring Arbor Road. Play action. Wilson fires it out here. Caught by Plate. But that was not Plate. They've got the first down. That was Bushinski, Caden Bushinski, made a nice catch.
The coaches have been trying to find Caden Bushinski a place to play on the field. He came over from Vandercook Lake to play quarterback, and it's Brendan Wilson's spot. So Caden's been playing a little bit of defense. Last week he got in several plays on the special teams, and I believe that's the first time he's been on the field.
Here comes Plate. Nice move inside, gets outside, steps out of bounds, 41-yard line, but that'll be enough for a first down.
Is this the third time a Western player's had to leave the field because his helmet popped off?
At least. And that was...
Buckle it up.
That was Brock Myers.
Of course, by rule, you got to leave the field for a play when that helmet pops off, unless you call a timeout.
So Walker Plate, real workhorse here in the first quarter for the Titans. They send Kelly and Boyce out to the left. Give it to Hampton. And look out up the middle, 30, 20, all the way down to the 17-yard line. Basil Hampton.
Did you see that block, the pull block by that trap pull block to the left by Keegan Smith? You and me could have run through that. That was a hole. That was Keegan Smith, and Hampton had just enough space to slide through there all the way down to the 17-yard line.
Bloomfield, one of the corner men, came over and eventually made the stop. Probably saved 6 points for the time being anyway. 17-yard line. Hampton stays in at tailback, and they pitch to him. around the right side this time for just a couple.
And knowing Keegan Smith, that block just re-energized him like no tomorrow. He just laid a lumber on another kid there.
Bodie Brown made the stop at the 14.
And now the Titans are down well into the scoring zone as the first quarter is rolling to an end.
So that'll end the first quarter. We are scoreless, but the Titans are threatening. And we'll be back in a minute with the second quarter. Lumen Christi, Western, scoreless on WKHM.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Tonight's game presented by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning.
Lumen Christi with a second and seven. Plate hit in the backfield, spun away from the initial tackler, but there are four or five gold hats there for Western, and a good defensive play there will bring up third and long. Third and about five for Lumen. The ball's down around the 12-yard line. So just underway in the second. And Brendan Wilson gets the play from Herb Brogan. Lumen going towards Spring Arbor Road here in the second quarter, and a whistle.
Timeout, Lumen Christie.
And a timeout for the Titans. Well, let's take a quick break. We are right back in 30 seconds. You're on WKHM.
Back to high school football on WKHM. Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Tonight's game presented by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning.
Also our player of the game tonight for Fuller's Chem Dry. Elro Steele with us, Seymour Ford Lincoln, OmniSource, Jackson Public Schools, Meridian Wealth Management of Michigan, and Jamie Grace, part of our group here from the 12. They pitch to plate, and he gets outside. Cut back at the 10, the 5, spins, touchdown. Terrific run by Walker Plate. As Western had defenders there, and Plate spun out of a couple tackles. Tom, that is a nice 12-yard run.
Yeah, he had some pretty decent blocking up front, but a lot of that was individual effort as he ran that toss sweep. He got the ball to the left and was able to make that cut again and get into the end zone, a 12-yard touchdown run. With 11:01 to go in the second quarter, it is Lumen Christi 6, Western nothing.
Extra point is good, but man, was that ugly.
Yeah, a little bit of pressure. I don't think the snap was that bad. Ross Jerva on the snap, Jack Kelly on the hold, and Kevin Salazar with a line drive kick just over the crossbar.
Wow. That looked like a Putra 2-iron there. It got over the bar. So the Titans up 7-0. Beautiful run by Walker Plate. Made a nifty spin move at about the 5-yard line and spun right away from defenders. Tom out of town.
Down at Adrian, Jackson High with a 6-0 lead at the end of the first quarter. And in the K105-3 game at Napoleon, it's East Jackson and Napoleon scoreless at the end of one quarter.
Defensive battle there. 7-0, and Salazar has it teed up right in the heart of the field, right in the middle. Kicks a low ground ball, and it trickles down. Dropped at the 15, run back 20. 25, almost slipped away there. Brody Dalton saved a long return. Not sure who ran it because you can't read the numbers on their uniforms. James Bloomfield. According to our chief spotter, Craig Konopacki. There are more Konopackis around here than Lafiers.
Actually, he's the only one, but he's everywhere.
Except when we needed him to put that antenna on the roof here, he disappeared. So following a penalty, after a decent run back, that takes it all the way back to the 12-yard line, and Tyler Pape out of the gun. Quick hitter and a lot of running room if they get a block. 20, 25, 30. That'll be a first down. Ruskowski, good job to follow his blocker, and there was only one defender for some reason out in that far side of the field for Lumen.
It was a different setup. Cole Simpson ended up making the tackle, and a little bit of a different set for Western.
18 yards.
Kind of a cover two look for the Titans, maybe for the first time today. Walker Plate was a safety deep on the wide side, and I think Cole Simpson was the other one, and he was actually, on that side is Jack Kelly, and Jason Bradley's in the middle now.
Pape hands it off. No, he fakes it, keeps it, and he is drilled. Teach out and Brody Dalton.
Brody Dalton on the top for the Titans. For
loss of a yard. That time Pape faked it to, I believe that was Ruskowski back there. Pulled it out and tried to keep it. And he went absolutely nowhere and lost a yard, second and 11. Titans up 7-0. 9:55 to go, first half. And here's some running room. Good run out to about the 33 or 34-yard line.
Landon Ruskowski's a pretty doggone foot player, and he comes to play. That was a nice offensive run for him. It's only about a gain of, well, it's going to be third and seven.
About 5 yards.
Yeah.
Third down and seven. Pape's got to hit maybe some passes in the middle of the field, Tom, to loosen this Titan defense up a little bit. Fake option, and he eats it in the backfield. Brody Dalton again, or was it Ben Lafier?
Yeah, number eight was Ben Lafier, and boy, I think he was unblocked, and somebody up front for Western probably made a mistake there, so that's going to set up fourth down and nine. And Western is going to have to punt. Lumen Christi leads 7-0. They've got the ball fourth and 10 back at their own 30.
French gets the kick away. It's a boomer. Hampton, 35, and hit from behind. 39-yard line.
Trevor Baker makes the tackle for Western.
He is a junior. Lineman, Tom out of town.
Yeah, Jackson, Dorian Riley didn't play the first quarter, and it's made a big difference now in the second for Jackson. They have a 12-0 lead. They did miss the PAT again. So Riley on a 2-yard run. Jackson High 12, Adrian nothing early in the second quarter.
7-0 here. Lumen gets the ball right back. And Western offensively just really spinning their wheels. And here comes Plate, breaks a tackle, 40, dives out to the 44-yard line, and that's 6 yards on first down.
Shoestring tackle by Julius Adams, number five for Western.
Gillespie was there with a helper, but solid 6 yards on first down. Hampton comes in now to give Walker Plate a bit of a rest.
And Teachout is out also, and Caleb Boyce far to the right along with Hampton.
Two tight ends. Hampton up the middle. Fumbles. Western's got it. Ball security. Hampton coughs it up, and Western comes up with it. And I didn't think he was hit particularly hard there, but the ball came out of there, and Western gets a big break again And they get a first down in Lumen territory at the 44-yard line. But they've got to figure it out offensively. They have been absolutely stoned so far by the Lumen defense.
Well,
they had the 118-yard play, and that's been it.
Yeah, now you're going to give them momentum by coughing it back up on an unforced error. Boy, they flinched. Western flinched up front. Good call by the linesman.
Flags on the play. It's the legal procedure against Western.
Procedure against the Panthers.
And by the way, that is correct. When you've got the ball like that, that play stops immediately. Remember last week at Kalamazoo United on that kickoff? They were offsides. That is stopped immediately.
Yeah.
You can't let that play go. Now, why they didn't whistle it and make sure it stopped, you know, why did it go to fruition, I don't know. But this one here, that is the rule.
So first down and 15. Pay pans it off. Good running room here. Raskowski all the way down to the 41-yard line.
Yeah, Jason Bradley and Plate make the tackle. So now your defensive backs are making tackles. That's not good. A little misdirection in the backfield, kind of jumbled up for Western. They've got some crisscrossing people. Maybe kids are getting lazy, not reading their keys. You're just watching instead of reading, and you can get in trouble that way. A four-yard gain by Lanny Raskowski sets up second down in about 3-yard gain, second and seven.
Well, we got 5 plus 3, 8 yards after the penalty.
Okay, second and seven.
Second and seven. Wally Gilbert out there on defense for Lumen. They give Keegan Smith a break. Quarterback keep. Not much there.
The ball carrier.
Riley Aker.
Cole Simpson. Riley Aker. Cole Simpson right there. Just 2 yards for Tyler Pape.
Okay, Wally Gilbert back out. Keegan Smith back in as the last couple of plays have gone right up the gut. And Joe Williams elects to go with the big guy on that defensive front. How would you like to have to block him?
No. Third and four.
I was talking about Joe Williams.
I'd rather block Joe. Nice run for close to a first down.
Raskowski, the ball carrier.
By Landon Raskowski. Made a nice slip move right in the hole, Tom. And was able to, it looks like he's just short of a first down. It's going to be fourth and about a foot. Western trailing 7-0. Dave Mifsud and his offensive crew sending a play in here. Quarterback not under center. So he's 5 yards off the line. And he rolls and looks. There's a flag, not even close. What in the world?
I don't understand that.
Boy, that's a bizarre, bizarre play call. We do have a flag.
They've been moving the ball fairly decently. So that's going to be a holding call against the Western offensive line.
Lumen gets the football back. Strange call. Fourth down and about a foot. And they had the quarterback rolling against the grain. I guess they thought they were going to really surprise Lumen. Well, they didn't because the receiver was absolutely smothered. 5:45 till halftime. Lumen up 7. And they get the ball back. And, again, that's two big fumbles that Western has really taken no advantage of. Plate back in at the tail. Wilson back to throw it. Looks, he has to scramble and run. There's a flag. Wilson gets out to about the 38. Drag down there. But we have a flag. That'll be a hold on Lumen.
Landon Raskowski on the tackle.
He's a good player, isn't he?
Yeah, he sure is. He's even a better kid. He really is a good one. top flight wrestler also for Western. Plays in baseball. He's a catcher. Does, you know, three sport kid. Wonderful family. Absolutely wonderful.
This is a 15-yard walk-off.
So Bashinsky and Hampton check back in. Brody Dalton out. I didn't see the other kid. Caleb Boyce out.
It'll be first and 25. The ball's at the 20. Wilson. Run a little draw play, and not much there. Yard or two, and plate is hit hard, and that's very good discipline by the Western defense.
They ran that play last week, and Keegan Smith had about the same issue last week as they did on this one. That thing could have gone untouched the distance, but he was just a half step slow to get to the back, to get to the man to make the block. That's a real, real timing type play on that stand up, that little wraparound draw.
Less than five to go here in the first half. Second about 23 here for the Titans. And Wilson. They slip it off on the fullback trap for maybe a yard for teach out.
Brock Myers with a stop for Western. Brings up third down.
Okay, Western is toughened up. It's 7-0 Lumen Christi with 4:35 to go in the first half. And, you know, when this thing started, Lumen Christi drove right down the field before not being able to convert when they fumbled on that third and four or whatever it was. And then Western has hung in there. Titans do lead 7-0, but Titans got their back kind of to the wall here.
Third and about 22. Kelly and Boyce are split. Give it off to plate. Couple yards, that's it. Wow, very, very conservative. Three plays for Lumen Christi on first and 25, and they get they get about 6 yards on those three plays, and it's going to be fourth and about 18.
Landon Raskowski's all over the place. Another tackle.
First punt for the Titans. Brody Dalton stands back at about the 13. Low snap. Plenty of time, and it's high and very short. And trickles out of bounds at the 47-yard line.
At about the 46-yard line of Little Christie. First and 10.
That's about a 20-yard kick. No return. Not much. Tom?
Dorian Riley for Jackson High has scored again. It's 18-0 Vikings down in Adrian with 6:23 to go in the first half. 18-0 Jackson High. They'll be home next week against Ann Arbor Huron, first game of the home season for the Vikes.
And we will be there for that tilt. 3:20 to go. Pape. Raskowski, 40. Puts his head down. Good run there. Got 9 yards down to the 36-yard line.
Cole Simpson, Keegan Smith on the tackle.
Just short of a first down. They give him the 37. Second down and a yard. So it's really, it's set up for Western to tie this game before halftime. But another flag and another procedure call. And you can't do that and beat Lumen, Tom.
No, they're tough to beat anyway, but you make mistakes like that, you're just going to. Now on second and long, they can kind of crank it up a little bit. You obviously have to honor Pape's passing ability, although he really hasn't been able to step back and throw this evening so far, and you know, they got a lot of pressure on them.
Raskowski breaks a couple tackles. That's a first down to the Lumen 34-yard line.
Walker played on the tackle. Yeah, Raz is good. He's a good football player.
Ben LaFleur back in for Saunders.
And so in these last few series, they've been punching some nice holes in the Titan defensive front.
They throw a sideline, and that is caught but out of bounds.
Yeah, bounced away from him, so he didn't actually have the ball. But who's back there on the covers? Jason Bradley, number 12. I believe he's a junior. Landon French was the intended receiver. A little fade pass on that far sideline right in front of the Western bench. Falls incomplete, second down and 10. 2:10 to go in the first half. Lumen Christi leads 7-0.
Western has not come close to completing a pass in the center of the field. Here's Ruskowski, and he's hitting the backfield, dragged down. Got maybe a yard. Teachout was there on the bottom. Smith. Keegan Smith.
Chunky Willis on the tackle.
The chunkster.
Just coming back from a broken foot. I was at practice the other day. They were kind of bringing him along very slowly. And, boy, you can put him in there. Number 75 at left defensive tackle. That's a big difference. Chunky Willis is a big guy.
Third and 9. Pape out of the gun. And another procedure call coming up on Western. Just mistake after mistake.
You've got your Western's offensive lineman. You look across from you. You've got Keegan Smith huffing and puffing and doing all. I mean, he's a maniac. And now Chunky Willis, who's even bigger, and then Wally Gilbert over there, or whether it's Jelani Harbor or these kids, this defensive front is tough.
Third and 14. Couple penalties here, just killing Wester. Pape throws a little swing pass to Reskowski. 40, got a block! He's gone! Touchdown, Western! Little flare pass out in the flat. Raskowski beat one defender at the 40-yard line, and he was long gone.
Yeah, the two
Landon Raskowski.
The two Titan defenders hit each other and took themselves out of the play, and Raz, a little screen pass, actually, as the offensive front let the Titans through. Pape got it to Raz, a 38-yarder, and with 54.5 seconds to go in the first half, it is Lumen Christi 7, Western 6.
Extra point. Kick is up and good. And we are tied back in 30 seconds. Lumen 7, Western 7 on WKHM.
Back to high school football on WKHM. Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Tonight's game presented by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning.
Our presenting sponsor, Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. After the game, Fuller's Chem Dry player of the game.
You don't often see Lumen Christi give up a touchdown in the last.
Boy, that is rare,
minute,
isn't it?
Because usually it's them scoring.
Yeah. That is so rare.
And you kind of called it. They were just set up for a score here at the end of the first half.
Here's a kick, and that trickles out of bounds. And I don't think you wanted to do that.
No, that's going to give the Titans pretty decent field position.
And they're going to have Lumen kick again now.
Be a 5-yard penalty and Western will re-kick.
Two fumbles have really been backbreakers here in the first half for Lumen. But really, Western did nothing on offense until that last drive.
Was Raz the running back when they were doing nothing on offense, or did he?
I don't think he touched it a lot.
Yeah,
but
and that to me makes all the difference in the world.
Yeah, they were running those little jet sweeps and trying to get fancy.
And Raz is not. He just runs hard, and
he's a good,
yeah,
outstanding runner. Okay, so they mark it back 35-yard line. They kick again, and they kick deep. And this one into the end zone. Wow. Heck of a kick there. And that was number 9, I think.
Clay Faldy. You said the PAD was Levi Faldy. That was Clay Faldy.
Well, that might have been Clay Faldy on the extra point, Tom. It was someone from the Faldy family. So 20-yard line for Lumen, you wouldn't suspect after a couple turnovers. They're going to get too cute down here, but we shall see. Plate is the tailback, teach out the fullback, two tight ends, and teach out up the middle. And he grinds out yardage to the 27, a pickup of 7. Western will be very content to let him do that as the clock runs with 35 seconds left. And I think Lumen's just going to run the clock out here. We are 7-7 with a half minute to go in the first half on WKHM, WKHM.com, around the world. Wilson, teach out. Has a first down. He burrows out to about the 33. Clock stops to set the chains.
17 and a half seconds left in the first half. Lumen Christi 7, Western 7.
And I don't even think they're going to run a play. They're running the clock, and Lumen's just going to go into the locker room here. So a stunning development in the last minute of the first half. And that was, I think it was a third and long, Tom. Third and about 14. They flared it out to Raskowski, and he danced through a tackler. And
38 yards, I believe.
Yeah, around 40 yards.
Really
so.
Well set up play because the offensive line for Western let the Titan defense in almost like a screen pass would be. And Landon Raskowski over in the right flat, Pape just flipped it to him. And we'll have to look at the film of that, but I know there was a block that you mentioned, but I think two Titan defenders also stumbled into each other, which propelled Raskowski right up this near sideline, 38 yards for the score, Faldy's extra kick, tied it up at 7 with just 54 and a half seconds to go in the first half.
Jackson High update quick.
Yeah, Dorian Riley scored again on a 31-yarder. This time they tried to kick the PAT, and it was no good. So with 3:43 to go in the second quarter, it's Jackson High 24 and Adrian nothing. And from the football frenzy game over at 105.3, at halftime at Napoleon, there's still no score, East Jackson and Napoleon.
We are 7-7 here, Lumen Christi and Western. Don't go anywhere. 3-minute break. We'll come back. We're at the half on WKHM.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
GOC, Tom Ranchford and Josh Ankrell. Back here, Friday night football. And we've got, a surprise here at halftime. We are 7-7 with Lumen Christi. We follow the Free Press. I know it's early, but they're the number one team, Division 7, in the Free Press. And, they probably should be, Tom, looking at the list in 7. Can't imagine there's any teams better than Lumen.
And look, we don't know for sure, but last year they were only they won the Division 6 state championship, and they were only about 3 or 4 schools from being 7 last year, and there's far fewer kids.
Right.
Plus about 18 or 20 more Class D schools left to go to 8-man football. that further erodes the bottom of the list. We're down to maybe 510, 511 11-player schools. You divide that into eight, and you're talking 65, 66, 67 schools possibly that would clump into each division. And when you look at the list, I divided it into eight equals. Lumen Christi smack dab in the middle of seven. So I'm positive they'll be D7.
Yeah.
I think Mick may have Monroe Catholic in six. They're going to be right on that line. They could be seven. Pawama Westphalia, of course, is the one that you worry about. PW is very good.
St. Francis.
Yes, Traverse City, St. Francis
New
also.
Lothrop, good program.
Always good.
Clinton.
Clinton's good. What they did to Manchester last week. And Clinton plays Blissfield tonight, which is a good game for them.
Yeah.
And by the way, Clinton next year does go into that league. They've gotten out, and next year they'll be in the Lenawee County.
Wow.
To make that an eight-team conference instead of seven. So that'll be nice for everybody, and that'll be a real good addition. You think of that now, the Lenawee with Clinton and Blissfield. Throw in Columbia and Onstead and Hillsdale. Ida.
Some good school.
Sure, Ida, Erie Mason, and Dundee. That's a really good league now anyway, but you throw Clinton in there, and it's going to be fantastic. And as Greg takes a look at the sheet here for the Titans, let me just give you a little update again. Jackson High leads Adrian 24-0 late in the second quarter. And at halftime, East Jackson at Napoleon has no score over on 105.3. While he gets to that, I'm going to check my Twitter feed, and we'll see if we can get some other scores from around the area before we start the second half.
Walker played, had 14 carries, 91 yards to lead the way for Lumen. Hampton had 26 yards on three carries, had a costly fumble in there, and Johnny Teachout, three carries for 19. Landon Ruskowski, eight carries, 51, and Tyler Pape on six carries, just 15 yards. Pape hit three out of seven, and the big one, 40-yard touchdown pass. Other than that, he really hit nothing yardage-wise in the first half. Wilson was two for two, just 9 yards. And, you know, Lumen, probably if they throw the ball 10 times this year a game, it's probably an upset. They're just not going to be a team that's going to throw the ball around very much. Two turnovers really harmed Lumen. And then the big play with just under a minute to go in the first half on that flare pass to Ruskowski, able to tie it up for Western. Take a three-minute break, and we'll be back. We'll check some of those out-of-town scores for you. Big night for Jackson High. We'll do that when we come back. We're 7-7 Western Lumen on WKHM.
Back to high school football on WKHM. Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
And hey, welcome back to Lumen Christi, 7-7 here at the half, winding down. Coverage for County National Bank, Able Heating and Cooling, American Title Company, long-time sponsors here. The Northwest Community Schools, the Sykes Group, at Morgan Stanley, Superior Industrial Sales and Service, West End Farm to Table. Good stop for breakfast tomorrow morning. As you enjoy the Sports Saturday program, and we'll have all the scores for you tomorrow, 8 to 10. Tom has a few of them. Right now, Tom, what do you got?
Well, in the area, let's go back to Jackson High. At last look, Jackson High was leading Adrian 24-0 very near the end of the first half. In the Cascades Conference, East Jackson and Napoleon are tied at halftime. In the Lenawee, Columbia Central leads Leslie 20-0. Also in the Lenawee, Morenci leads. Hudson leads Morenci 22-13. Hillsdale is pounding Ionia. It's 31-0 Hillsdale. In the Big 8, Jonesville had a huge lead at the end of the first quarter. It's Jonesville 36, Concord nothing. In Southwest Michigan, St. Joe leads Niles 34-0 at the half. Clinton has a 26-7 lead over Blissfield. We mentioned that Clinton is going to be a good addition to the Lenawee. For people like us on the outside looking in, Clinton's good. They pounded Manchester last week, and they're handing it to Blissfield right now. So Clinton 26, Blissfield 7. Game of the week in the state, Muskegon has a 14-6 early lead against Detroit Martin Luther King.
That'll be a fun game.
Yeah. Down in the Southwest, Schoolcraft leads Parchment 21-0. Over in the metro area, Lake Orion has a 17-7 lead over Southfield A&T. Nice game in mid-Michigan sees Portland with a 16-14 lead against DeWitt. Portland, little bitty Portland, 16, not little bitty, but they're significantly smaller, I think, than DeWitt. 16-14 Portland. 1.5 to go in the first half. Up in Gaylord, Gaylord has a 7-6 lead over Gladstone, and they might be whooping it up at Alice's Restaurant, but right now up in Sheboygan, they are tied. Sheboygan and Grayling tied 0-0 tie. I believe there's a birthday party going on up in Sheboygan right now, so
there's a wedding up there this weekend. But
they decided to go to the football game and send me the score instead.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
Okay.
That would be Treese.
Yeah. Well, her nephew's fine defensive back. Mikey Swiderek for the Chiefs.
That would also be your nephew.
Well, kind of, yeah. Sometimes.
Oh.
Two teams are back out here. Lumen, as Tom mentioned, next week they have Coldwater in here. And that's a team Lumen has just mopped up on over the years. But
well, have you come up with that yet? Lumen Christi Coldwater. Coldwater is the number one. They've played them 31 times. They are 30-1 against Coldwater.
Can you give me a hint?
Well, the number one is Coldwater.
Right.
Number two is Jackson High.
Okay.
They don't play them anymore. The third most common opponent is Northwest. They're 30-0 against Northwest. Western is the fourth. They are 24-1 against Western. And the fifth is it's Marshall. The fifth is Marshall. They've only played 17 times.
Wow.
So the sixth most common opponent for Lumen Christi after all these 51 years, and they've only played them 14 times.
Can you give me a hint?
I'll bet you were at all 14 of them.
Oh, that's Parkside.
Yeah, you graduated from there. And what's amazing is that school has now been closed for 38 years. And it's Lumen Christi's sixth most common opponent. It's been closed for twice as long as it's been open.
Yeah.
It was open for 19 years. It's been closed for 38. They haven't played since 1981. And the Titans had a 9-5 record against the former Parkside High School. So that'll give you an idea of the way they've been all over the place, changing leagues, this and that. But this stretch of games now for the Titans, Western Coldwater, Northwest, and Marshall, are their most common opponents. And
well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Am I seeing, Tom, a dry rain?
Well, what we've got, it's kind of a mist. You knew that was going to happen with the horrible humidity. And these lights are on right now. And this is like that day. Remember when we were at Grass Lake at Monroe Catholic at the fairgrounds?
Oh, don't say that.
And that fog rolled in off Lake Erie?
Don't say that. I don't ever want to be there again.
Or as Dennis Oil Can Boyd said when he was pitching, he says, well, that's what happens when you build, you know, Cleveland Stadium right on Lake Erie. He says, that's what happens when you build a stadium next to the ocean.
Western will kick off to Lumen Christie. We're 7-7. Fine mist coming down. Kick is returned to the 15, 20, 23-yard line.
Cole Simpson on the return.
Cole Simpson on the run back.
The 50-50 was won by Brian McLaughlin, and he's donated it back to the Titans Law. Thank you, Brian.
So we have a very fine rain coming down here, and it is foggy. But the lights are still on. Here's Plate trying to get outside. He does. He breaks the tackle down the sideline. Now a cutback at the 40, all the way out to the 44-yard line.
Well, I tell you, Loma Christie's offense really, really needed that. That was the first big play that they've had in quite a while. That was a terrific run off the left side.
They had two defenders right there, Tom.
By Walker Plate. He's elusive. He planted and got upfield. So real nice job by Walker Plate. Now real quick back to the huddle. We want to strike while the iron's hot.
Teach out at fullback. Pitch to Plate, short side of the field. And runs right through a couple tacklers. And he's got 9 yards on first down.
Yeah, number 60, Brock Myers on that tackle for Western. Oh, and somebody's getting up slow for the Panthers.
Official timeout for an injury.
Plate got 9 yards, and one of the Panthers down on a knee around the 45-yard line.
Good job there, Greg, after that long run by Walker Plate. They moved the chains, first and 10, and Sean sent the play down to Herb real quick. Tyler Aldridge, the assistant coach down there, made sure that the right personnel was on the field because they change packages all the time. They broke the huddle. Most schools, you don't see huddle up anymore. They broke the huddle, got to the line of scrimmage, and bam, they were able to run that play and get themselves 9 yards across midfield. Sets up second and one.
Mason Gillespie shaken up. He is walking off the field under his own power, so hopefully he's okay. And Lumen has a second down and a yard. Looks like they came out of the gate, Tom, with a purpose here.
Yeah, buckle that chin strap up and let's, you know, you take away those two mistakes and it's probably not 7-7, but they were made and now you've got to persevere. This has been a good game so far.
Two tight ends, teach out the fullback. He has it up the middle. Just puts his head down, and he rams for a first down to the 38-yard line of Western.
Boy, that offensive front again.
Tommy Putnam led the way.
Yeah, big number 70 over there, usually at right tackle. He doesn't move too much. Sometimes Keegan and those guys will be on the right. Offensive line coach Dan Horn for Lumen Christie does move those. They maneuver those kids all over the place.
They have the two big tackles separated right now as they pitch back to Plate. And a good defensive play at about the 41-yard line here for Western. That'll be a short game of about two. Bodie Brown, the junior linebacker on the stop for the Panthers. 10:45 to go in the third. We're tied at 7. As the light, annoying rain comes down, some of the umbrellas are out. And Wilson, pitch to play the other way, far side of the field, 40, 35, 30, has a first down. Just that burst. He
watched that film. Ross Jerva, the right tight end, number 20. Tommy Putman, the right tackle, just moved Western right off that ball and got Plate that first down on that right hash mark. excellent, excellent blocking by the offensive line of the Titans.
I'm going to trust you, Tim. Titans driving after the opening kickoff here in the second half. Late touchdown in the first half. Tied it up for Western. Here's Plate on the little jet sweep. And look at him go. He's got close to another first down. He's inside the 20-yard line. They lined up Plate in a different spot that time. Very effective.
Okay.
He ran against the grain.
This rain is dry enough that it's probably not going to affect our antenna up on the roof, is it?
We're about to find out. There's nothing like a dry rain. Second and a yard. Teach out. First down. Teach out. Still pumping those legs down to the 15-yard line.
How awesome is that to have Johnny Teach out at fullback behind that good offensive front? That center, boy, Dalton Hart, Keegan, Joey Papirski, I think 52 is still at left guard. And those kids just do a nice job getting those kids moved off. Tommy Putman at one tackle, Jelani Harbor at the other. Ross Jervin, number 20, at one tight end. And sometimes Saunders, can't tell who's on the other side right now. But those kids, man, if you need a couple 3 yards, you can get it almost every time.
Now they have the two big boys over on the right side, Harbor and Smith. And that's where Plate goes. And he's still going. And he's still going. Touchdown, Lumen! 15 yards for Walker Plate. They lined up Smith and big Jelani Harbor is actually bigger than Smith, if that's possible. And Plate ran right behind him and then
just
cut through defender after defender.
Yeah, it's not brain surgery over here. You just run the football, and behind that nice offensive line, Titans, as we like to say, imposed their will on Western on this opening possession here. And, man, that was a great drive by the Titans. 9 minutes, 11 seconds to go in the third quarter. Lumen Christi 13 and Western 7.
Kevin Salazar on the extra point. That was a lot prettier than that last one. 14-7. Lumen Christi. And just under 3 minutes it took Lumen to march right down the field. Not throwing the ball at all. Two passes tonight for Wilson. After an 8-for-10 performance with a drop last week. And the way the weather is now, Tom, not ideal to throw it.
No. And with that offensive line?
Slick ball.
Just run the ball.
Yeah.
Run the ball. Shorten the game. Your offensive line is beating up Western. I suspect the defensive line can crank it up, too. You get Western on their heels a little bit. That's the idea. Western's got plenty of weapons. They're not out of it, of course.
And here's the run back. It looks like French. He's out. Oh, he's still on his feet, and he breaks away. 35-40, 45-50, 40, 30, 10, all the way down to the 6-yard line. Landon French.
Hampton, Kelly, and Brody Dalton all came down to make that tackle. Mercy sakes, when I mentioned they weren't out of it, they're not out of it.
Oh, we got a flag. Shaken up for Lumen.
It's a kicker.
Salazar.
Yeah.
Don't need that. Kevin Salazar limps off. Flag back here at the 46-yard line. So that's a couple debacles already this year on the kick coverage for Lumen. One last week, and this one. They catch a big break on a penalty.
First and 10 for Western at their own 36-yard line.
So Western has the football at the 36 with the first down. their first snap of the half. Coming up. And a flag already. Oh, Lumen's offside.
Going to be offside against the Titans.
That will not make the coaches happy. Time out of time.
Yeah, halftime down at Adrian. Jackson High leads Adrian 32-6. And thank you, Pat Tallman. At the half at Michigan Center, it is Hanover Horton 12, Michigan Center 7 at the half.
First and five, Pape. Raskowski a couple.
Raskowski, the ball carrier.
Picks his way out to just the 42. They're going to give him just a yard.
Cole Simpson, Brody Dalton back on the bottom of the pile for the Titans. Those yards are tough going there. That penalty, wow, was that costly for Western. Takes that ball all the way back the other side of midfield.
They would have had a first down and goal at the 6. Mm. Second and 4 here after the penalty and the 1 yarder. And they don't even get a yard here. Same play to Raskowski up the middle.
Yeah, Will Saunders, Jason Bradley, and Cole Simpson all there. And, you know, how many times...
Ben LaFleur.
How many times do you look when those kids have... There's three, four, five kids making a tackle for Lumen Christi, and that's what's happened here the last few plays.
Third down and 4, actually, no gain for Raskowski. From the, we'll call it the 43. That was a bad snap. Center moved the ball. That'll be a 5-yard walk-off against Western again. Just a myriad of mistakes here for the Panthers. That's got to be a half dozen, Tom.
Yeah. That, and they're pretty basically obvious. It's just they're, I don't know, they get up to the line of scrimmage and
that time the center, kind of a fake snap. Then he snapped it. Nichols, Braxton Nichols. Third down and 9. Lumen leads 14-7. 7-plus to go here in the third. Pape hands it off. And a great tackle out there on the corner by Walker Plate.
Boy, Plate did make a good tackle.
He was the only one there, Tom.
Yeah, you're right. If he doesn't make it, that's up that far sideline. But Walker Plate with an unassisted tackle, and that sets up fourth down and long for Western. We're down to 6 minutes and 45 seconds to go in the third quarter. Lumen Christi 14, Western 7.
Landon French back to kick for the Panthers. Of Dave Mifsud. Hampton, 23-yard line. Hit at the 30, gets out to the 33. Pretty good coverage by Western. Wyatt Heavey on the stop with a lot of help.
Yeah, Garrett Stilson was there with him. Hampton had nobody in front blocking whatsoever. 4 or 5 Western kids got to Hampton, but he held onto the ball, and the Titans take over after that punt. First and 10 from their own 33.
Oh, the Titans, 33-yard line, 7-0, or 14-7 cushion. And they give it to Plate, and he gets hammered this time right at the line of scrimmage. He might have
got a
yard.
I'm going to say somebody missed a block. They didn't get Myers, who he scraped over and made that tackle.
And Raskowski was there. And Bodie Brown was there. Second 9. .550 to go in the third. Jackson High having a field day tonight in Adrian. Saunders in motion. He'll lead the play on the pitch sweep. Plate shakes a tackle. Are you kidding? 50. 40, 30. Quite looked like he was down for about a 3-yard gain, and all of a sudden he shot out of that pile. Tom, he is quite a runner.
Yes, he is. Western did a good job flowing to that. That was an outside play. Western had it figured out. They got to their left and stopped him, but Walker Plate kept his legs churning and driving, kept his balance, and got down that far sideline. He's inside the 30. It'll be first and 10 Titans down to the Western 29.
I knew Plate was fast. I did not expect
this,
Tom.
And tough.
Yeah. Hampton. Really the same play, the pitch sweep, and Hampton just follows that big right side.
Could have been unbalanced, making that right side even a little bigger. But
yeah,
more importantly, they elect to toss the ball back to Basil Hampton after that fumble in the first half, and he held onto the ball. You need that for your mental well-being, to show them that you still trust you. So
7 yards.
Saunders in, Brody Dalton out. It'll be second down and 3. I didn't see if Plate snuck back in. He did not. Jack Kelly wide to the left. Teach out and Hampton in the backfield.
Wilson to teach out. Easy first down, it would appear, here inside the 20. Down to the 19. Depends on the spot here.
Jack Barton on the stop for Western.
They put it inside the 19. First down, Lumen. Action brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center. Trips Ceramic Pro, Superior Industrial, Sales and Service. American Title Company, Seymour Ford Lincoln, Elrose Steel, part of our group here tonight on WKHM 19-yard line. Wilson runs over. Every dead ball gets a play from Herb Rogan. Less than 4 to go. Hampton. No hole at the original spot. He tried to cut it outside, and it looks like he got a couple.
Yeah, on the wham play, it's just the timing is a little different. Had Walker Plate run that, it might have been okay. Johnny Teachout did punch out the force man, and they blocked halfway decently, but Hampton, it's just a little bit maybe not his game off tackle, and he's back out and Plate's back in. We have 3 minutes and 15 seconds to go in the third quarter. Lumen Christi 14, Western 7.
Second down and 8. 18-yard line and the pitch to Plate. And he runs right through the defense inside the 10 to the 8-yard line, and that's an easy first down.
Yeah, again, off the left side.
Man in front of the stop for Western. It's the first and goal for the Titans.
Boy, they just, the Titans that time maybe just widened things out a little bit.
Seven-yard line for the Titans. They lead 14-7. And they've dominated this third quarter. Good tackle there on Plate at the 6-yard line. Think that was Raskowski, but you can't see the numbers on these hideous Western jerseys.
They should be ashamed of themselves for wearing those jerseys. You can't do that. We see it all over this. We see it all over different places. It defeats the purpose of having numbers.
Ball's at the 6, second down and goal. Western needs another fumble here. Lumen's coughed it up twice. Teach out, good play there. He stuffed up right at the line of scrimmage. And that looked like
McManich
in there.
And the stop for Western brings up third and goal.
See where they put that. It looks like the 6-yard line. That's no gain. And a third down. Lumen sends Jack Kelly wide right. Plate is split out this time. Now he's in motion. Good job by Western. They knock plate down.
Yeah, Teachout took a step quick, and that's going to be an illegal procedure against Lumen Christie.
That'll back him up 5 yards.
That was a good call. He flinched. Titan fullback, when plate went in motion, he flinched a half a count too soon.
That was Gillespie, who was injured earlier, really made a nice play, but it didn't count because that play essentially meant nothing. There was a 5-yard penalty. And did they blow the play dead, Tom? I did not.
On this play?
No, the previous play. Third down and 11. Run a fake draw, and Wilson's going to get crushed back at the 18-yard line. Huge play by Wyatt Heavey.
He's been on about as many tackles as Raskowski's had. Good game by Wyatt Heavey.
Excellent. The linebacker, the senior, he's been around a while. And it's goal to go now from the 18-yard line for Lumen.
Of course, a field goal does appear to be out of the question.
Well, and their kicker's hurt.
Yeah, he's on the sideline being assisted by the trainer, so that is Kevin Salazar.
Big play here for Western. Hang right in this football game. And a whistle. And another timeout for Lumen. And Herb Brogan not happy about it. We'll keep it right here. There are 7 seconds left in the quarter. And Lumen Christie up 14-7. Western just hanging around here. And this would be a terrific goal line stand, really, for Western. Lumen had the ball at the around the 5-yard line. They stopped two plays cold, and then that fake to plate, and Wilson just didn't fake anybody, especially the Western defense, and they were all over him, really for a big loss here. And now Lumen was really not thrown the ball tonight downfield. Might be forced to do that. Lumen's been very basic, very vanilla offensively. Wilson this time has time, and he throws, and that is knocked away. Tried to get it to plate. Outstanding coverage by Western, and they take the football. Excellent defensive stand. Lumen ran right through him all the way down to the 5.
Yeah, their best game is to rely on the run, and when you're forced to pass like that, sometimes it doesn't work. I think that was James Bloomfield on the batted away pass. Walker plate, the only Titan that was in the pass pattern.
Even my super spotter here couldn't see that number. But I think you're right. That might have been Bloomfield down there. Good job, whoever it was back in the secondary for Western. I'd like to take a magic marker to those uniforms. So Western gets it at the 18-yard line, first down. Pape rolls against the grain, and down he goes. Is that Saunders, I believe?
Adler just had him at Ben Lafleur, but Harbor and the rest of those kids were in there. As the third quarter comes to an end, Western's just having all kinds of trouble at Lumen Christie's front line.
So Western will have second and long when we return, but they're in the game, 14-7 Lumen. And we're back in a minute on WKHM, WKHM.com.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Welcome back, fourth quarter, and long to go, and wow, Pape runs right into the middle of the line for absolutely nothing, out to the 14, And Western's going to have a third down in forever here, about 15. And they just have, they have not completed a pass all night between the hash marks. And they've got a long way to go here. They need about 14 for a first down. They send three out wide. Pate back to throw. Rush on. Oh, and they drop a little pass out in the flat. Could have had some yardage there. That was Landon French.
That was a very well-designed play. They cleared it out, and French had both hands on the ball and just couldn't catch it.
Well, you could see it there, Tom. He had to get rid of it. Three steps, he had no time.
Oh, he's under enormous pressure by the Titan defensive front. So now a very good kicker for Western is going to line back up with his toes on the goal line.
Hampton out at the 50.
And Cole Simpson is on his right.
Short kick by French, hits at the 35 and out of bounds right there. That is about an 18-yard kick, no return. So French has had a couple real good kicks and a couple ugly ones, and that was a stinker there. As we're just underway in the fourth, and now the Western defense is back behind the eight ball, and the rain picks up a little bit here at the stadium. And the breeze. And they pitch to Walker Plate. Good play from behind.
I think it's Raz. No, it's number 60. You can kind of see the numbers when they get close to us over here.
Brock Myers, nice play.
Very nice play coming from behind as Lumen Christie really...
And Plate's hurt.
Can't afford to have that happen.
No, you can't. He is the bread and butter of this operation. No question about it. Tom out of town?
Yeah, halftime score in the Cascades. Hanover Horton leads Michigan Center 12-7. At the end of three in the 105-3 game over on the Football Frenzy, it's East Jackson 6, Napoleon nothing. And halftime, Jackson High leads Adrian 32-6.
Lumen out with a second and 7. Hampton into the tailback spot. He gets it. And, boy, not much of a hole there, but he eked out about 4 or 5 yards.
Jackson White, number 55, has slipped in there at guard, led that blocking.
Good run by Hampton all the way down to the 26. And that gives Lumen a 3rd and 2.
Yeah, excellent gain for him. So in comes Teach Out and Brody Dalton. Jack Kelly, Caleb Boyce, the two wide men to the sideline. Plate getting worked on. Looks like just a cramp.
Give to Hampton. Easy first down on third down and about 2. Got about 4.
Yeah, that's basics. That goes back to the late great Jim Crowley from 1968. Goal line right dive. Just bring that extra tackle over and just knock them off the ball.
23-yard line and a first down. The clock runs. Lumen leads 14-7. And... if Western wants a shot at Lumen, they're going to need to stiffen up on this one. They pitch to Hampton. He's hit hard. Good play by the Panthers. Hampton tried to cut inside, and again, Brock Myers was part of that play defensively. Big number 60 for Western. Next week, Western at home to Northwest.
That's the Hunger Bowl.
You'll hear that tilt on K105.3. Wilson, a play from Brogan. That would be Coach Brogan. Go green! Teach out, lone running back. Now Plate's back in. He gets it on the jet sweep and cuts right around a defender. He's down to about the 16, 17-yard line.
Again, he shows what he does, that ability for him to cut up field, get to the outside quickly and cut up and get that yardage.
Corner man was right there, Tom, but he just cuts in. He plants his foot, he cuts it up.
Good pursuit there, good scrape by Western to make that play happen.
They need a big one here on third and about four.
So Riley Aker, 44, just checked into the backfield for the Titans.
Power they go into a power eye on third and four. Right to play. Tripped up in the backfield. Did not get a first down. Somebody got a...
Yeah, that great big kid for Western. Looks like, is it 50?
I think it's 50.
Mike McKenich. He broke that play up. He sliced through that Lumen Christi offensive front. Nice play by McKenich.
Fourth down and two. Western needs a stop to stay in this game. 15-yard line. They really got to sell out on the run here. Power eye. Two Plate, easy first down and touchdown.
Touchdown!
Walker Plate goes to the final 15 yards on fourth down. Lumen Christi, touchdown.
Well, goal line right dive again, and you're defenseless against that when those kids get off the ball and drive like that. So a very impressive drive by Lumen Christi, a nice score, the second 15-yarder of the evening for Walker Plate to go along with his 12-yard run. And with 6:56 to go in the game, it's Lumen Christi 20 and Western 7.
Looks like the Titans might go for two on the extra point here with their kicker banged up.
Don't you just go goal line right dive again? That's not what they've got set up.
No, they've got in motion. And Wilson gets hit and caught. It's Cole Simpson. He was veering toward the corner of the end zone. Catches a two-point pass from Wilson, who was about a half second away from getting decapitated.
Well, he got hit pretty hard, Brendan Wilson did, as he rolled and threw. But, you know, he puts that ball very accurately on his target. When it's going to be you don't want to throw a whole lot, but you do need to be able to do things like that. And
they'll throw more as the year goes on. Three out of four tonight, 8 out of 10 last week. So I've got, 11 out of 14 for the year. That's pretty good. That's a good percentage. So 6:56 to go, and Western down two scores here on WKHM, WKHM.com. For Fuller's ChemDry, Jackson Public Schools, Northwest Community Schools, Lumen Christi Catholic School. Here's a run back. 10, 15, 20. Out over the 25 to the 27. Landon French, we think. Ran it back. Part of that tackle was Hunter Gouldy. 27-yard line for Western. And Tyler Pape just has had no time. They have not completed a pass, really, inside the seams all night. And look out. They set up a screen beautifully. 30, 35, 40, out near the 45. Landon Ruskowski.
He is some kind of football player.
Very well executed there by the Panthers.
First down for Western.
Hey, update on the Cascades Conference score. With 8 minutes to go in the game, it's Hanover Horton 25, Michigan Center 7.
Wow.
And Jackson High, again, 8 minutes to go. Jackson High leads Adrian 40-6.
Pape out of the gun. Bad snap. He has to fall on it. First real bad snap of the night. And that rolled back to the quarterback, and Pape had to just simply fall on it. And that's a loss of 5 and second and 15. Clock runs less than 6 to go. Raskowski hit in the backfield. Cole Simpson.
Chunky Willis with a stop for the Titans. Third down.
A 62-yard pass just now by Napoleon, and Napoleon takes a 7-6 lead over East Jackson with 7.5 to go in the ballgame.
Thriller there in Napoleon. Western has third and 15. They face this a few times tonight.
The snap is over.
Pape's head. He falls on it, but they're going to lose of yards all the way back to the 22.
Hard telling if the ball certainly is probably, there's moisture, it's humid, it's been drizzling and foggy and misty, but.
You said a dry rain, though.
Yeah, but the other part of this is, you get beat up a little bit up front. The offensive line has had some trouble, and now they're in a world of hurt. 4:40 to go in the game. Lumen leads 22-7.
And Western's and 29. And Western has to take a timeout here on fourth down. Lumen Coldwater next week here, and Western gets back home against the Mounties of Northwest. Jackson High plays their home opener next Friday against Ann Arbor Huron. Huron had a long losing streak. Tom, they scored 7 points.
Yeah, they gave up that many tonight. They were getting killed by Riverview. But Ann Arbor Huron hasn't won a game, and it was 39 straight. I think their last game that they won was against Jackson High. Remember that day they showed up an hour late?
Yeah.
I suspect that could happen again Friday night.
Here's the punt on fourth and forever, and they needed 29. The punt went about 25. So Lumen will take over in Western territory at the 48-yard line. Now Western stunned the Titans with that late touchdown in the first half and had it all tied up at halftime 7-7, but Lumen Christi came out, really dominated the second half.
Johnny Gonzalez, please come to the press box. Johnny Gonzalez, please come to the press box.
First down, and here's Walker Plate. And he is still running hard. He has a first down. Picks up 11 yards to the Western 37. Tom?
Napoleon scored on a 62-yard pass to make it 7-6 over East Jackson. East Jackson returns the kickoff 82 yards.
Wow.
So with 7.5 to go in the game, it's East Jackson 12, Napoleon 7. Talk about taking momentum right back away from somebody.
Trojan football, catch the fever. That would be a nice win for them.
Yeah.
37-yard line. Brendan Wilson still in there. Johnny Teach out. It's a clock grinder there for about 4 yards.
The one I'm a little bit shocked with is Michigan Center.
Yeah.
They've
absolutely
been here.
Absolutely.
Didn't they play here the last 2 years in the playoffs?
Yeah.
And well. And played well. they're about to go 0-2.
Three and a half to go. And the Titans up 22-7. And trying to run the clock. I'm surprised Plate is out there after being shaken up earlier. So he must be just absolutely fine. And there he goes again. They grab at the ball, but that was Wyatt Heavey.
And
Plate held on to that, and he picks up about 5-6 yards down to the 29-yard line. Three-time defending state champions. Be off to a 2-0 start. And Brendan Wilson. Right back to play. Cuts it outside, puts his head down. He just seems to love the contact too, Tom.
And you know what? You're right, because what makes that valuable is he got to the three hole and it was kind of stopped up by Western, but he bounced that outside. And so many kids can't do that, but Walker Plate can. Yes, he sidestepped a Western outside defender and got himself some positive yardage in a first down.
But it looks like he's not worried at all about contact.
Oh, he loves it.
Yeah, that's really what it looks like. He just soon run you over this run around you. Ball's at the 21. 2 minutes to go here on Spring Arbor Road. And Johnny Teachout down to about the 12-yard line.
Rory Brown on the stop. Second and 2 for the Titans.
Tom, did you see the new addition to the stadium? They built a little bridge down here that runs right up to the road down here.
Really?
Yeah. Where you used to practice.
Okay.
You run right up to the road and catch a cab. Conopaxy Trail, they're calling it. Here's Teach Out for a couple. The clock is stopped. 1:20 to go. First and goal, Lumen should take a couple knees here. I will be shocked if they score.
Yeah, he's not going to score. He doesn't want to rub it in on anybody. Victory formation for the Titans, leading 22-7, a minute to go.
Minute left. There's
nobody
the
else
knee.
Does this. Nobody else does this. If somebody else gets a chance, they would score there.
Titans take a knee and one more and they can run the clock out.
And take their 25th victory in 26 games against Western.
That's a good percentage,
too.
That's
a pretty good percentage. This was a good one. This was a good one.
But a dominant third quarter, certainly. Well, really second half for Lumen. After they fumbled a couple times in the first half. They put their nose to the grindstone here in the second half.
25 wins and 26 tries against Western.
And how many wins in a row now?
Well, the loss was in 1976.
No, I mean, they have a winning streak going now.
Yes, they do. I know the playoff winning streak is 15. That's not too hard to figure out. 24 in a row now.
24, okay.
24 in a row for Lumen Christi, and the amazing 358th career win for Herb Brogan with 80 losses. 358 and 80.
And the band plays the fight song as the two teams trickle off. 22-7 the final. And we'll take our post-game break, and we'll be back. Check some out-of-town scores. Our player of the game, the Fuller Chem Dry player of the game that will send them to Schlenker's for a burger basket or whatever, maybe a couple of them. That's coming up next on WKHM.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Tonight's game presented by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning.
And a big thank you to Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning, our presenting sponsor all season. Fuller's Chem Dry player of the game tonight. No contest tonight. Walker Plate, phenomenal game tonight for Lumi Christie. Fine tailback. Made some plays even on defense tonight. Had a sparkling game for Lumen. I thought Landon Raskowski, among a couple of Wyatt Heavey, had strong games for Western.
Fantastic game for Landon Raskowski offensively and defensively. Heavey had all kinds of tackles for Western as well. But when it all boiled down, those offensive fronts and defensive fronts for the Titans, and that's the strength of their team, are the linemen. On nights when you really are unable to throw and you kind of only have one offensive weapon, which is Plate, you fumbled a couple of times, which cost you dearly. And you still come out beating a quality opponent 22-7. That's a pretty good night. Hopefully they got out of there unscathed. You know, last week in that win against Kalamazoo United, they really didn't have any injuries. Tonight, the only one I really saw, I don't think Salazar made it back in. And that was, I think, the only one that was kind of an issue. So
he's over there right now. I think he's okay. I don't think it was anything serious. But that would shake you up when Plate was injured toward the end of the game. And here we go. Walker Plate, 258 yards on 31 carries.
258.
And three touchdowns. Yeah, that was a pretty easy call for our Fuller Chem Dry player of the game. Boy, I wish Slinkers was open right now.
It's on your way home.
I'd be there. They're not open until tomorrow. Tomorrow morning. Wilson was just 2 of 3 for 9 yards. Tyler Pape, 4 of 9. 56 and 40 of them came on the lone touchdown, the little flare pass to Landon Raskowski. Western had 6 penalties that hurt the cause, and the Titans had the 2 fumbles that really stymied them in the first half tonight. So, again, Walker Plate probably into the record books for this one. 258 on 31 carries and 3 touchdowns. Might be a top 10 performance over here, Tom.
Oh, yeah. In the Titan program, they do have some of the records. I haven't had a chance to take a peek at that yet, but 258 is
good.
That's a heck of a...
That's a good night.
That is a heck of an... And think of what he did defensively.
Made some plays.
He's all over the place defensively. That one tackle that he made on the far side, that saved a touchdown for Western. Was going to score right over here at midfield because he was the only one over there.
Again, give the offensive line a lot of credit. It's a good group, and like you said, that's going to be the cornerstone of this team as far as they go. It's going to be the O-line, Temp.